USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is headed back to the Justice Department after the Senate confirmed him as the next Attorney General.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 45. Nomination is confirmed.
Barr was Attorney General during George H.W. Bush's time and will be sworn in later today at the White House. Congress is expected to pass an over 1,100-page bill that would keep the government open past the deadline tomorrow. California Democrat John Garamendi tells Fox News both sides did compromise.
The Democrats and the Republicans in both the House and the Senate came to a conclusion, a compromise on what to do with border security. There's far more money than $1.3 billion for border security.
According to Senator Mitch McConnell, the president has indicated he will sign the bill and then declare a national emergency to fund the border wall. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The number of Americans filing applications for unemployment benefits unexpectedly rose last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Suggesting some moderation in job growth, initial claims for unemployment benefits increased last week by about 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 239,000, when most analysts were expecting a drop to around 225,000. The Labor Department says data for the prior week was also revised to show 1,000 more applications received than previously reported. However, at the same time, the government reported back on Tuesday that there were a record 7.3 million job openings in December.
Fred Gutenberg lost his daughter in the Parkland shooting 1 year ago today. He tells NBC News that little has changed regarding protecting our kids in school.
It doesn't matter what party you belong to, you are as likely to be shot as my daughter was.
The accused gunman is still awaiting trial. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe has a new book coming out next week. He sat down and did an exclusive interview with 60 Minutes. Now, snippets of that interview are coming out already. Much of the interview focuses, though, on the Russia investigation and some of the policies that McCabe put into place.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground, and if somebody came in behind me and closed it and tried to walk away from it, they would not be able to do that without creating a record of why they'd made that decision.
That audio, courtesy of 60 Minutes. Now, Republican Congressman Devin Nunes was on Fox News responding to what we just heard.
You now know that the deputy director of the FBI was relying on Democratic paid-for dirt that came from Russians to investigate another candidate in a political party for doing what? For supposedly colluding with Russians. It's absolutely absurd. They opened up a counterintelligence investigation into a political party based on dirt and opposition research from another political party. It's something that we never should do in this country. Every American should be outraged by this, but this has been buried by the mainstream media for years now. I mean, this has gone on for 2 years.
Right. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A collision involving two semi-tractor trailers and two cars blocked a stretch of I-15 near Cedar City for about an hour yesterday while crews worked to clean up the debris. Multiple charges were filed against an Ivins man after he drove off with two officers partially inside of his vehicle and then evaded police Tuesday after an incident involving a fuel card at a gas station. Another winter storm is on the horizon as a winter weather advisory has been issued for the southern Utah mountains. And a witness saved the life of a woman who was sent to the hospital with serious injuries Monday night after crashing into palm trees and boulders on Dixie Drive in an apparent DUI incident. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, mostly cloudy with rain today, 100% chance, 50 for the high. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 35% chance for rain, the overnight low around 35. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and 55 degrees. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Warning: the following show may contain sarcasm and random opinions from right-wing extremists. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I would like to make a plea here. Can we get rid of Valentine's Day as a holiday? I know it's February and most of the country could use a distraction from the fact that winter may never end, but the best we can do is Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day is a holiday about love. We have to cram love into one day. Have we become that self-absorbed as a culture that we have to set aside one day a year to remember to love someone?
Oh, that's right. I should let my wife know I love her.
If you need the reminder, it's probably too late.
Oh, I love Jim Gaffigan. Oh, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. You know how I feel about Valentine's Day. I make that no secret. Hi there, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
I can't remember. Do you love Valentine's?
Who?
Are you a Valentine's guy?
Who, what?
I know. I get flack for my stance.
Every day is Valentine's Day in my home.
Okay. All righty then. I get a lot of flack for my stance, but it's not like I would kick to the curb flowers and chocolate. It's not like, you know, I'd be like, oh, no, no. For me, I find it annoying. I don't know. I feel like a sheeple. Everybody, I was at the store last night, and I mean, you couldn't even get through the aisles. It was jam-packed. And you know, you had all these guys kind of like, oh, I don't know what to get her. Like, but I have to get her something. I mean, that's the part I don't like, is kind of the, you know, you have to do this, or otherwise your wife's going to be mad at you kind of thing. I don't like that.
It's a form of hypocrisy, Kate.
Right.
I love her dearly. And so I better remember to get her something today on the way home.
I'm
going to
hear about it. I'm going to be on the couch. So that's the only part I don't like. So my husband was asking me the other night. He's like, so, because, you know, 24 years we've been together. He knows me well. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, do you want me to get you anything? And I just rolled my eyes and he started laughing. Because, I mean, it's super sweet of him to even ask. 24 years in, if I've changed my mind, because he doesn't want to offend me. That's right. Why. That's what's driving that. You know, right. He doesn't want me to be mad at him, you know, and I just started laughing and I was like, no, I haven't changed. But, you know, I mean, my husband is he's not like one for big romantic gestures. It's just not him. And I knew that going in and I didn't want to me, it was like, I wouldn't want to change it. Can't change it. Why would you want to?
Really?
So that expectation. I didn't expect him to do that kind of stuff. It wasn't that wasn't why I fell in love with him in the first place. And so sometimes women, I think, they know their spouse is like this, but they keep trying to change them by like shaming them into like Valentine's Day stuff. And I don't know. I just think you have to just accept your spouse and go, this is who they are. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is. This year, though, I did make a huge romantic gesture. Uh-huh. I asked her this morning if she wanted to go out for a hamburger today.
Wow, you You are super romantic. Oh, man, how can a woman say no to that? I just wanted to mention this, too. If you are divorced out there, and I'm sure many of you probably are, there is a zoo that will name a cockroach after your ex on Valentine's Day. So instead of buying, like, a, you know how you buy a planet for your loved one or a star, and it's that ridiculous gift that means nothing and just says, I didn't know what to get you, so I got you a star. Look up in the sky. I'm too cheap to buy you something. So if you want to get even with your ex on Valentine's Day, you can actually call this zoo, and they'll name a cockroach after your ex, and they will feed it to the meerkats. So in Chicago, the El Paso Zoo in Texas, just in time for Valentine's Day, you can still get in on this action and just smile and know that, I don't know, that you, you know, did
killed
something.
Killed a cockroach.
Killed a cockroach in your ex's name. Oh my gosh, I thought that was so funny. Anyway, so welcome to the show. We do have a lot of stuff to talk about. I just, happy Valentine's Day. See, I'm totally capable. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Happy Love Day. And also, I wanted to mention, okay, if you see Carl Lamar, pat him on the back and thank him because he added the Chris Ann Hall show at 4 o'clock on Sunday. So you can listen to the Chris Ann Hall show starting this Sunday, which is awesome.
I'll bet she's thrilled, too.
Yeah. So just tell Carl Lamar, thanks. And he's awesome to do that. I'm so glad. So every Sunday, 4 o'clock, you can hear Chris Ann Hall right on this station, right here. You can go in live. Let's see, what else? I feel like we should talk a little bit about taxes. I've been getting a lot of fuming emails. I know I hate to do that on the same segment as Valentine's, but, you know. I've been getting a lot of fuming emails. People are really ticked off. They're not getting as much back on their return. And so they're saying, you know what, Trump's going to really suffer with this one because people are going to get totally dinged, the ones that are counting on the money coming back for their vacation or whatever it is, and our pay off Christmas that we went in debt for. And so, you know, what do you have to say to the people fuming?
Go to school and take a remedial math course. That's what I have to say to them.
All right. You might want to explain what's really going on, because I don't think people got this memo.
No, they didn't. What they should have done, if they wanted to get the same amount of a return, which is foolish to begin with, because all that means is you're loaning the government your money all year interest-free.
Right.
But if you want to get that big, fat return at the end of the year, what you need to do then is when your income goes up, you have to adjust your withholdings to go up too.
Ah.
Anytime you're in. So what it means is if you owe more taxes at the end of the year, it means it's because you made more money.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, complain about that. Why don't you? Gee, I made more money and I had to pay more taxes. There's a big surprise.
So you did get more back through the year.
Yes.
And so, you know.
The increase in your wages was higher than the decrease in your return.
Right. It's
now,
it's funny how we count on that, though.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't. I haven't had a return in 42 years.
Right. Well, yeah. Totally. Anyway, I think sometimes we don't. We want both. We want that obviously we could talk about taxes in general, right? Mm-hmm. For hours and go over the fact of what they're doing to us. But in this case scenario, I think we want the extra income and we want the fat return and we want. And I get it. And I guess it's a shockaroo for a lot of people out there.
Well, if they really are really, really upset about this, mm-hmm. then get these morons out of Congress and let's do away with the income tax.
How's that sound? There you go. Yeah, exactly. So you might be in for a surprise, but adjust your withholdings and there you go. There's some
advice. At one time, the United States government paid all its bills without taxing the people.
Really?
Yes, they did. They did what? It by tariffs. Oh, Trump wants to raise tariffs. If he does that, we might lose our income tax.
Oh, man. So much to laugh about today, I swear. All right. A couple of things, too, on our minds. And I did read this headline, and I was kind of laughing at the headline. The headlines with Chris Stewart are so funny to me. So this is the latest one. Why Utah Representative Chris Stewart isn't pleased with the federal budget. He's not pleased? Well,
wow. I'm in shock.
Has he done anything about it? I don't think so. But he's not happy. He's disappointed. And he wanted everyone to know in a big, huge, splashy article in Deseret News. He doesn't do much about that in general, but wanted you to know that he's not okay with it.
But he had a good explanation.
What was that?
Well, he said it contains too little for the border wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't give enough money to the 20 million dreamers.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I could go on and on about this, but when I see articles like this, there's a lot of these. And all I see when I'm reading these articles is it screams, I need a headline in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
I know I didn't do much about any issue except name post offices, but I really want the people to think I'm doing a really good job. Can you do a headline on me that says I don't know, disappointed mildly about the budget? Can you, even though he's voted for all the budgets? He's voted for all of them.
Mm. That's really not his complaint. His big complaint is that they didn't do enough for the dreamers. That's really what his biggest complaint is.
The dreamers.
The dreamers.
Well, I wake up every morning concerned about the dreamers and what they're getting out of this deal. I really am. Aren't you? I mean, I am. I'm always worried about it. It's like, gee, are those people really getting it?
They've been in the country for 30 years, but they could be getting sent away any minute.
I worry. I mean, I know for me, it's I don't worry about the citizenry. I just worry about the dreamers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much easier to worry about them. So.
Well, there's less of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's an easier one to focus on. So he's voted for every budget since he's been in. Yet he's disappointed. And so when these headlines come out, it's just irritating because it's just screaming that he needs some good press.
Good news.
Yes.
On Tuesday the 19th, he's going to be here in St. George doing a town hall at the St. George City offices where they're expecting a huge crowd of 30 people.
Well, and your questions will be vetted, no doubt. So, can we please get somebody really conservative? Please, just please. It comes every 2 years, so we do have a good opportunity to replace him because, you know, when you have to get good press this way, that means you're not doing a whole lot. And, well, you're not doing a whole lot. And so there's some things that he really could have been a standout in and did. And he's written the great books on the Constitution. He just doesn't utilize it in office. So you might want to let him know. To focus on the dreamers, super important. So, I mean, shouldn't everybody be focusing on them? Not the actual citizenry, not the citizenry of this country, but just the ones that want to be. I think that sounds fair. All right. I expect that from like Feinstein or Pelosi. Strange when I hear it coming out of a so-called conservative.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah. I always get that kind of, is that really a conservative?
You'd think you'd be used to it.
I know. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
With the colder nights, heating systems can struggle to heat all the areas of your house, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air Care professionals can help these trouble areas with their Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care professionals this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? This is Alex Keery, co-host of the More Than Money radio show with Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group. Derek and his team are dedicated to help you retire 5 years sooner than you thought possible while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today with a free copy of Derek's latest book, Stop Working and Start Living, by calling this number, 888-999-6370. It's that easy. A call takes only a minute or two, and it'll change your life forever. Stop Working and Start Living is filled with tips that are designed to help you retire sooner and on your terms. But there are limited copies, so call right now. That number again, 888-999-6370. He'll share the secrets and the stories that have been crafted to help hundreds of families retire the way they want, when they want. Call the New Millennium Group at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370, or visit them online at utahsfinancialplanner.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Again, that number, 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
A lot of people don't realize that you can have a beautiful funeral and still choose cremation. Affordable Funeral Services in Southern Utah can help you with both. By pre-planning your services, you can make your wishes known and give your family the opportunity for closure.
Hi, this is Brian at Affordable Funeral Services in Cedar City. Call me today and see that there is a difference. 435-586-3456. Or find us online at affordablefuneralservices.com and look for the candle.
Gold Ore Store is the best place in southern Utah and Nevada to buy gold and silver. Those who know this tend to keep it a secret because they want all the deals for themselves. We laugh about this, but want you to know that the time to buy gold and silver has never been better than right now. The market is ripe with the most incredible deals ever on 1 ounce gold and silver rounds. The Gold Ore Store, 7 North Main Street, St. George. Call 703-9119 or Gold Ore Store.
Hi, this is Shaylee from Rio Stones. Touring the Parade of Homes is one of the best ways to get ideas for your kitchen remodel or for figuring out what you'd like in your dream home. Come and visit the Rio Stones exhibit at home number 25 in Stonecliff. If you can't make it to our exhibit, visit Rio Stones' 12,000 square foot showroom. We have over 1,500 slabs, stone, granite, quartz, marble, and more. Rio Stones, located on Commerce Drive in the Fort Pierce Industrial Park. Or for more info, visit RioStonesUtah.com.
Are you tired of cooking meals and cleaning your house? Does mowing the lawn seem like too much work? Come and visit Wentworth at the Meadows, where life is easy and entertaining. You live independently in your own apartment with weekly housekeeping, delightful meals at our scrumptious fine dining room, and a plethora of musical performances, crafts, and community programs. The Meadows, where it's like living on a cruise ship without the water. Call 628-0090 today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Supply. You know, do you have a worse love song that you'd totally be okay if you never heard again? Is there like a love song that just
there is one
grates at you?
And it's so bad I can't think of the name of it right now. I think it was
I think anything with Air Supply.
They picked a good name.
Yeah.
Because they do suck all the air out of you.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, 888-673-1450. I'd love to know your worst love song ever. I'd love to hear the one that you just go, oh my gosh, please turn it. I'm going to throw up. I do want to know.
The Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love is pretty good.
I have that queued up. Are you serious? I have that queued up for the national show. I love it. Yeah, I'm playing that one. Gotta play How Deep Is Your Love. Baby. All right. Welcome back. And if you need to lose the pounds, that's a great gift for a spouse. Go down to Dr. Diet. Dr. Diet Wellness Center. They're just doing awesome things. And I lost 33 pounds there and kept it off. And I'm telling you, it's such a great way to do it. It's fast. And they can help you in so many ways because not every diet is right for everybody. And so make sure that they're helping you kind of understand your chemistry and how it would work for you. That way you can get it off in the quickest way possible. So, and keep it off. That's the most important part. So it's so great to get them on board. And man, is it worth it? Let me just tell you, Dr. Diet and kick 10 pounds to the curb quick or 200, whatever the case may be. They have appetite suppressants and they have weekly shots that can boost your metabolism, all kinds of stuff. Take advantage of it. Dr. Diet Wellness Center. They've got specials. Go to the website. 628 Diet is the phone number right on St. George Boulevard. 628 Diet. Oh, my brain just went bleh. Chris Ann Hall show every Sunday at 4 o'clock. Don't miss out. Listen in on this station.
Awesome.
You can catch her show, which is awesome. Might even be able to go to my website and get it too. So just click the listen now button. I'm sure you'll be on board and get it from there at 4 o'clock Mountain Time on Sundays. Perfect. I love it. We were just talking about something and I totally forgot what it was. It just went out of my brain. Oh, we were just going to say for just a second, the article with Chris Stewart, it was funny because it kept saying we.
Yeah.
Like we didn't get it through. We don't like this budget. But we all voted for it. We. How come he never says I?
Well,
I don't understand.
That would be called accepting responsibility.
Oh, okay.
We don't do that.
I have a lot of problems with Chris only because his record is so horrifying. If his record wasn't horrifying, he actually wouldn't need an article like this to say that he was disappointed in the budget. There would be articles about some of the great things he was doing, which would be great, you know? That's not the case. And so, these are the kinds of things when we're perusing, it's kind of like, oh dear. I mean, it was we, right?
All the way home.
All the way home, yeah. Oh man. I think that's something to always look for too. It's no accountability, no responsibility. What's wrong? Why can't somebody stand there as a representative and say, I did this. You know what I mean? I didn't do this. That would be great. Hi caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, Well, he can't say do that because he's a collectivist. He's a tribalist, and that's taking us down. But so he's supposed to get political mileage out of saying, I didn't like this budget.
Right.
And so what we know, he voted for it. So that's hypocrisy. So he believes that being a hypocrite's going to get me more votes. Is that how it works? Is
yeah.
that how it's supposed to work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you got to get mileage somehow.
Yeah, and the other thing, you know, he took this oath of office to God, oath to God to abide by the Constitution. You know, I look at his voting record consistently. About 50% of the time, he's voted 55 up to 60 or so, he votes with the Constitution. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're voting that wrong that much of the time, and of course his budget is almost all of it's unconstitutional,
right.
then, you know, it doesn't happen by accident. You're probably doing it intentionally. Mm-hmm. So we probably have somebody who's intentionally lying to God, to his constituents, to the American people when he takes his solemn oath to God. Is that the kind of people that we Christians want to have in office, in a leadership role over our community?
No, I'd love somebody that understood the Constitution and would actually stand up, because there are a few that are standing up to the mass, the masses in Congress.
Yes, there are.
On the GOP side, there are a few that are standing up.
And you're right, a lot of them don't understand, but that's not the big problem. They don't have any intention, if they did understand, to abide by it. They were put there by people that they were groomed and put there by people that didn't want to abide by the Constitution. Ignorance is for most of them. You had Ben McClintock said it the other day. They're not elected, they're selected. Yeah. It's very, very true. These people know what they're doing to a great extent.
Yeah.
And I've confronted them many times, and it's not so much they don't know the Constitution. They just weren't going to abide by it, even if they didn't.
Yeah,
it.
They just need the courage to stand up for it when they say they're going to. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to insinuate anything that might not be, but I bet they get paid too.
Right.
Yeah.
We just need really strong conservatives in this day and time. We just can't afford to have somebody in office that isn't. So.
And all we have to do to accomplish that is replace about 400 people.
that's it? Easy task. Thanks. It makes me feel so much better. Yes, you can call up, chime in with your worst love song that you'd like me to play as a bumper. Maybe I will. Give us a call, 888-673-1450. Got no problem doing that. And I thought this was funny too. Susan sent this to me. The Spectator had a great headline about Alexandria Cortez, and it was a unicorn in every pot. Remember Hoover, a chicken in every pot.
Did you see her at the? She was at a press conference, and she took her hands and made a little shape of a heart out of her fingers or something. I don't know how she did it.
I can't believe this total tools in office. I mean, it's just so funny. And she's given the microphone more than anyone.
Yep.
You've heard her name. There's more articles about her than anybody else in Congress for the last 6 months. And 6 months ago, you didn't even know who she was. She didn't even know who she was. I mean, this girl, anyway, so it'll be kind of interesting. We have a guest coming on that wrote a book on communism. He's coming on about this Green Deal on Monday, and he's a great author. Anyway, it'll be a lot of fun talking to him, because I'm telling you that the game plan there is to modify it. Once they put out the ridiculous, then they modify, and then they act like we're going to somehow meet in the middle, right? Then everybody accepts something that's not true. But it's so funny, because if you really look at it, not funny, kind of pathetic, is that you won't see a ton of Republicans coming out against it. What you'll see is we'll see both sides of the aisle go, yeah, let's all agree there is a problem on something that isn't true. It's just not a problem. And so that's how both sides work together. When we say over and over again on the show that there are no sides in Washington, they all work on the same side. One is vocal about it, and the other one concedes a little bit of the vocal and then drops back. And so that's why everything gets done in a forward motion. And that's why you don't have people standing up in droves, is because that's how it operates. And so this both sides of the aisle thing, it's one side. So we will definitely get something for a version of this new Green Deal. And it's really quite sad, because it's all based on lies, complete and total lies. Yet will get it because no one will stand up, you know, for the average American to say, because they're saying what 70% of us want something. We think that 70% of us are believing this. That's not true.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. It's not true. That's absolutely not true. It's like saying 70% don't want a border. That's not true either. Otherwise,
but they say it.
Every single person elected wouldn't have to campaign on a border
at all.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone votes for them because they're talking about a border. That means that most of the people out there want a border on both sides.
Yep.
So that's why that's so ridiculous. It doesn't pan out. And on the red flag law, I continued on having a discussion on the red flag, and the argument again was if it saves one life, yeah. If it saves one life, Kate. It's suicide is horrible. So the statement suicide is horrible is supposed to equate to, I guess you shouldn't have due process when it comes to the right to own a firearm. How are those two sentences coming together again? Because I don't think they have anything to do with each other.
They don't.
The mode in which somebody says, I want to commit suicide has nothing to do with anything. And I said, you know, a law saying that you can't do that, do you really think that's going to make it so that somebody doesn't? If they want to commit suicide, they're going to. And so it's kind of like, you know, all the laws we have for criminals. Did that stop the criminals? No, because that laws don't. And so the ridiculousness of the idea that that is going to impact the suicide rate and to use that as an emotional ploy to pass no due process, the elimination of due process, it is the most ridiculous thing. I couldn't even comment because I find it that ridiculous.
Apparently, in Utah, having a broken heart is a huge cause of suicide.
Okay. Well,
42% of... Oh,
well, then people...
I'm sorry, that's homicide.
Okay. Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
So, to me, you know, you made a great statement when you walked in today, and you said, well, people die in car accidents, so our citizen, are you going to be willing not to drive anymore? Because
it'll
if it can just
one
help
life.
One life,
yeah,
then
one life.
Get off the road. It's the logic behind this whole thing. And so then the explanation was this. Well, you know what? They need to pass something. And so you should be behind this. Because it's only going to be used in extreme cases.
That's the one I liked.
Oh my gosh.
It's only going to be used in very extreme,
you're getting all upset over nothing.
Cases.
Yeah. Kate, you're seeing something in this that isn't there. Really? Because that's how they shove all of these bills onto us. And then they keep widening the bill and changing the bill. And the bill never goes away. And they add things to the bill. And then it's not in extreme cases anymore. Case in point, the income tax. Income tax was supposed to be for the top 3%. Then what happened? Oh, I know. They made it bigger. They made it wider. They encompassed everybody. Isn't that amazing how they do it?
Well,
and that's,
you know,
just option one. Yeah.
But if you listen to Representative Handy, his argument is good. He said, he emphasized that it would only be used as a last resort in extreme situations. And states that have similar laws have seen drops in the suicide rates, they said.
No, they haven't.
That's what they said.
That is malarkey.
Yeah.
That is an out-and-out lie.
Out-and-out.
And the reason that we should think he's still a conservative, said this person that messaged me, is that he was all for domestic violence victims.
Well, there you go.
Well, that spells conservative to me. Constitutional conservative.
Yeah, because in the Constitution it says...
Right.
If you're having problems with your spouse, you can beat them.
Yeah. Be right back.
Now we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, yeah, we're back with the Love Show. Jared Wheeler here. We got caller number 9. Hello?
Yeehaw, I'm on the line. Oh, oh my gosh, thanks, Dr. Jared, for having me. Oh, golly.
All right, that's awesome. What's your name?
My name's Tommy.
Tommy, tell me about your love life.
Dr. Jared, I got a problem. I hope you can help me, but I don't know how to start.
Well, Tommy, we got a solution for you. But first, a word from our sponsor. St. George Auto Gallery and Society Spa have partnered together to give us a Love Doctor special. They doing a couples massage with every vehicle purchased for the entire month of February. Tommy, talk to me. What's going on?
Well, we used to ride together but now it's just not going right.
Hey, Tommy, you know what I say when something's not running right?
Take it to the service center. I know, I'm going to take it in.
St. George Auto Gallery Service Center is open to the public.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
Oh, golly.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. The primary goal is for Lionsgate's clients to be integrated back into their life free of the bondage of addiction.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Have you heard about point-of-care testing? It's been available in much of the world for years, and now it's finally come to Utah. Stuckey Family Pharmacy now offers point-of-care testing. That means you can go to the pharmacy for flu, strep, cholesterol, and glucose tests. You'll get results within minutes. You'll be able to discuss your results with the pharmacist, and when appropriate, get the proper prescription medications through their point-of-care providers, all in one stop. Think about it. Your child wakes up with a fever, sore throat. You can quickly get an answer without having to wait all day at a doctor's office. Stuckey Family Pharmacy will work closely with your primary care provider, and if they think you need to see the doctor, they'll tell you. Imagine the time you'll save. As you know, Sam and his team at Stuckey Family Pharmacy strive to provide quality patient care. Point of care testing is just the next step in keeping our community healthy. Quicker diagnosis and treatment will save lives. Point of care testing. Learn more at Stuckey Family Pharmacy. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, leading the way.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Saturday mornings at 9.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
My fellow Americans, this is Abe Lincoln inviting you to save during the President's Day sale at the Ashley Home Store.
For a limited time, save up to 50% or get 5 years special financing.
Yes,
save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this stunning panel bed for just $199, this five-piece dining room set for $279, or the super comfy sofa for just $499. Get here now for doorbusters like accent chairs starting at $79 or accent tables starting at $99.
Presidential savings indeed.
Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and clean power set starting at $499. Don't miss out. The President's Day sale happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm.
How deep is your love?
Is your love how deep is?
me want a disco. All right. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service.
I used to love dancing to that song in my angel flights.
Ooh, what a visual. Thank you for that. Oh, my eyeballs are scarred. There's no coming back. Welcome back to the show. Do you love Valentine's? I'd love to hear from you. 888-673-1450. You can call me on the carpet. It's fine. You probably love it, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I don't, but I just think it's kind of annoying. You're welcome to chime in on that and on a lot of different things. The latest headline, by the way, is the border. It's the border. And so Trump is actually going to be declaring a national emergency to fund the wall. So he's going to sign the border security bill, and then he's going to declare the national emergency. Oh, this is getting good.
That snake.
Does Nancy have like steam coming out of her ears?
I would imagine so.
Oh, good heavens. So, yeah. Anyway, just wanted y'all to know. I still stand by the statement that he should support the states publicly and tell the states to do it. Because who can argue that? Who can argue that? See, they can argue this, and they will. Just like the fact that Mueller said no collusion in Russia. But that's not good enough. That's not good enough. They have formed a lot of committees. They're going to keep on with the investigations because they're going to find something somewhere. So
that's right. You know, this morning the president said that the reason, or not the president, mm-hmm. somebody said they believed the reason the president made this deal was because the $1.375 billion
right.
will get him through the court hearings over the declaring the emergency. So he's needed that. He needed at least $1.3 billion to make it until he can get through the courts.
What? Oh, my gosh.
And so it was a plan.
Awesome.
All from
yeah,
the beginning.
That's funny. How do you feel about that? 888-673-1450. I just want the wall to get done. It will certainly help. It won't solve everything, but it's a first step and a step we should have done a long time ago. So, you know, this is it's funny, actually. I mean, really think about what's going on here. This is, yeah. Remember when he said, no, it'll get done.
Are you curious at all about what's in the other 1,000 pages?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. There's
1,150
pages to
right?
this bill.
Hmm.
How did they write it so fast?
Huh.
According to what I heard, right. 2 days ago, there was no bill.
How does that happen?
1,156 pages.
Yeah.
I think what it is they have 1,000 different mm-hmm. clerks each write a page.
Yeah.
That's the way they must do it.
The think tank must have already had this going in order to do this. It's just funny because it's getting so not transparent in a truthful way, transparent to see what's going on here. I mean, it's kind. We were just talking today about them tripping over themselves to lie. And you know, all the lies that were told about the Russian thing, hard evidence, Nancy Pelosi coming out. Oh, yeah, we have hard evidence. And, you know, is anyone going to ding them for lying? Is anyone going to ding McCabe for lying? Is anyone care about anyone lying anymore? I don't think people care.
Adam Schiff looks into the camera with the same look on his face today as he had 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And nothing will get done. Nothing will get done about it.
Of course not.
And their lying won't even dent their career. It just won't even hurt them. And that's the sick part. How long are the American people going to put up with that? How long are we going to watch that happen and then not do anything?
I say bring back tar and feathering.
Bring back tar. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I think that
something.
Would work.
Yeah. Do you?
One representative getting tarred and feathered in their community would handle the problem.
There you go. I can't say it wouldn't hurt. Jeez.
That's what we used to do.
Yeah. Well, this is, it's, I don't know how long. I don't know if they realize their lies are recorded and that people play them all the time.
They don't
think they have the memo. Yeah.
They don't care.
Anyway.
They just don't care.
I know. And so open phone lines, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. William Barr got confirmed. I'm not a huge fan of William Barr. Boy, that was quick.
Yeah.
That was fast. Like for a lot
seconds.
Of people who really like to string things out and you know, make it this big thing, he sure got in there pretty fast.
Yeah.
What's your take on William Barr? Maybe Chris Ann will weigh in on William Barr. I think she wrote a piece about him.
Yeah, she did. And I just, you know, I wouldn't know how to go about really picking an attorney general. So it's hard for me to, you know,
William Barr.
I liked Whitaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In his hearing that he just had. Before his last 4 days
in office. I thought he was great. Such a smart aleck. I loved him.
Yeah, he told them off.
I thought it was awesome. Yeah. Can we please keep him? I thought he was great. And then also, Arkansas, I have to mention this, Arkansas. By the way, Thomas Massey, was still trying to get him scheduled on the show. His assistant was sick, and it was just like this huge thing to try and get him scheduled, but we're still working on it. He actually wrote a bill to get rid of the Department of Education. It'll never go through, but I applaud him for doing it. So
excellent.
There's something. And then Boy Scouts, Arkansas, they did an all-female troop and are still in the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they don't see any issue with that.
No.
Why isn't it in the Girl Scouts? It's an all-female troop.
And they're bragging about the fact that it's a single-gender troop. They had that.
It's called Girl Scouts.
But here's what I don't get.
Okay.
It's an all-girl troop.
Uh-huh.
But the scout master is still a guy.
How's that work?
Yeah, or the parent, is he going to take them camping?
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they're not happy with the Girl Scouts. They have to be a group of females that are named
Boy Scouts. Yeah, that makes them happy.
Do we see something wrong with this in society right now? I sure hope we do. I sure hope we're getting this. There's something so wrong about this point having to be made. Do we just not have anything to do? Are we so bored?
Okay, so they're so happy with this all-girl troop.
Right.
What would they do if one boy, not anymore,
right.
just one boy tried to join that troop? What would they do? Would they let him in? Would they fight it? I think they'd fight it.
You think they would? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. Can't have it both ways, girls.
Nope.
Boys, I mean, boys.
But they'll fight it.
Whatever you are.
I want to see one boy try to get into that all-girl troop.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right, though. That's a thought. I hadn't thought about that.
But see, we don't do that kind of thing. Why don't we do that?
I don't know.
To show that the whole thing was a farce from day one.
Yeah. But we don't. And We sort of allow it, I think, by not calling it out. I think we just go, you've got to be kidding, and move on. We've got to call this stuff out more.
The first time a girl came forward and said, I want to join the Boy Scouts, a boy should have come forward and said, and I want to join the Girl Scouts at the same time. Because they wouldn't want to allow that.
Right.
So they wouldn't be able to have allowed either one. They would have made excuses then for both. But we didn't do that.
No, we didn't. You know, I just don't even know anyone in the Boy Scouts anymore, hardly.
There
do
isn't
you?
Anybody left.
Yeah, no, my church left.
Except a few girls in Arkansas.
Well, and they were trying to wipe it out, which is really sad and unfortunate because I used to think it was awesome. And
it was awesome.
It did great things for boys. So we're just going to have to figure out something else.
It instilled ethics, morals, responsibility, all of the things you don't want in a communist society. So let's get rid of it.
You're right. Yeah. Masculinity, apparently that's toxic these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You don't want a boy learning anything
masculine,
right?
So there was absolutely a reason for this. They didn't want girls in the Boy Scouts. They wanted nothing.
In the Boy Scouts. Yeah. They wanted to drive the boys away from the Boy Scouts. Yeah. And it's so sad to me. What an institution that's just gone south. And sad. It's sad, but we're going to have to just figure out something different and support something different and maybe more privatized really privatized.
And we need to quit losing mm-hmm. these kind of battles.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have lost this battle.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could have stood up
to this
and fought this.
Yeah.
And won.
It's a possibility.
But we didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't want to look like we were just terrible when it came to girls, you know.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I know. It's sad. It's really sad, actually. There was a couple of things that were on my mind, too, that I wanted to make sure and mention in this hour. I'm trying to think. Hungary. I wanted to mention this. We'll talk about this a little bit in the last hour. But Hungary, very interesting what they're doing there.
Yeah, they're promoting families.
Yeah.
Like and so, nobody else in the world right now.
So, I mean, I'm loving Hungary more and more.
They're doing some.
They're standing up to Soros. They're taking their country back. It's really nice to see. We need to get the memo here.
So, the more children you mm-hmm. have, the less you pay in income tax.
Yeah.
I think it's after four, you don't pay any income tax after you've had four kids.
Wow. What do you guys think about that? 888-673-1450. Interesting.
Yep.
Well, I am. I'm a big fan. I'm becoming a fan. Anyway, I just think they've been in the news a lot this year, and I can appreciate the things that they're fighting for.
Well, the president of Hungary said, mm-hmm. we need to grow our population, mm-hmm. and there's two ways to do that. We can bring in a bunch of foreigners, mm-hmm. or we can start making babies from Hungary people. From Hungary people.
From Hungary people.
Yeah.
Those
from Hungarians, you know.
Yeah.
And so he chose Hungarians.
Oh, wow.
Nationalist swine that he is.
Oh, man. One more for you. Biden, almost certain to run for president.
I'm excited.
2020.
I was hoping I'd hear that soon.
I can't believe we have to put up with Biden. Here's Biden. Here's a Biden sound clip for you.
I'm a United States senator and a vice president of the United States for one reason, because I was educated. I was educated.
Part of what a leader does is to instill confidence, is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people, if you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the princes of greed. He said, look, here's what happened.
They're just not used to somebody really smart.
Businesses, 7-Elevens and Dunkin' Donuts and small shops, just like those Italian immigrants used to do.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Thank you, Joe.
I promise you. You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Yes.
They're just not used to somebody who's really well-educated. They just don't know quite how to handle it.
Well,
John's last-minute economic plan does nothing to tackle the number one job facing the middle class. And it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
Because if he's as smart as Barack is, he mustn't be from our neighborhood.
They're going to put you all back in chains. Put you all back in chains.
And Neil Smith, an old buddy, are you here, Neil?
What in the... That man is going to run for president. Just wanted you to know.
You know what I like about doing the show, Kate?
What's that?
I learn something new every day. No idea that it was the Italians that brought Dunkin' Donuts to America.
Oh, yeah. It was totally the Italians' fault. I mean, my gosh, you didn't know that? You're not educated.
No, I didn't know that.
Joe Biden did say everyone needs to be educated. Jobs, it's a three-letter word. J-O-B-S. Love Joe. I love Joe. When he's not being creepy, that's what he sounds like. You get that or you get creepy. Anyway, yeah, he's going to be run for president.
Mm. Good.
Interesting one. Good. Be right back with Chris Ann Hall. And don't go anywhere on the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com. Email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. Can't wait to get your email. And we'll be right back.
This is Greg from the Gold Ore Store. We pay more. Gold Ore Store is now buying that coin collection that you've had for years or maybe you recently inherited. Yes, Gold Ore Store is buying gold jewelry, dental gold, gold coins, silver coins, anything that you have of value, Gold Ore Store is buying right here at 7 North Main Street, St. George. Give us a call now, 435-703-9119. Or visit us at goldorestore.com.
Are you hitting your deadlines? It's crunch time and you've been told that countertops are another 3 weeks out. Does making your deadlines seem impossible? At Bedrock Quartz, our turnaround time from template is 8 days. That's right, 8 days. Not weeks or months. From a remodel to new construction, you can start hitting your deadlines today with Bedrock Quartz.
For beautiful quartz, granite, or marble countertops that are built for your future, call Bedrock Quartz or bedrockquartz.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.